The On Deck Show continues from Five County Stadium. I'm now joined by manager Colin Woody. Woody, it's been a tough last couple of days, but overall it seems like there's been some good steps in the right direction. You put up a lot of runs in the first two games. Offense really kind of came to life for that big game for the first time this season. So when you kind of take in what's happened here these last 4 days in totality, what has been maybe your assessment of the way this team has grown?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some positives to take from every game. The team that we're playing against is an incredible lineup. They've got a good pitching staff. Like, they're a very good team. They have one of the best records in baseball for a reason. And it's fun to be able to go up against a team like that and really challenge ourselves, sort of see who we really are. And I think our guys are doing a good job for the most part of competing. We're making mistakes throughout these games that are sort of getting blown up a little bit because we are going up against a very good team. But those mistakes are opportunities for us to learn, opportunities for us to get those guys together in a video review and say, hey, this is where this went, this is where this went. Even in some of the plays that went wrong last night, we kept our composure and we executed things within those plays. There was a rundown that was a direct result of an outfield error, and we ended up staying within the play and getting an out at the end of it. Like, just little things like that that we can find amidst the, you know, some of the chaos is what we're sort of looking for within this group.
No, it feels like those little things you've talked about here defensively, really specifically, you've had five errors in each of the last two games. And prior to that, you've been one of the better defensive teams in the league before that. And when you have kind of those mistakes blow up, like you mentioned, it feels like it's easier to learn from. It's tough in the moment, but it feels like in the long run, it may be something that helps this team further on down the line.
Absolutely. Like, we always say, like, try and get your mistakes out of the way early. There's an old adage that says, fail fast, learn fast. Like, we're getting some of these mistakes out of the way early, hopefully learning from them. And with that as well, like, we're making some just straight up physical errors that are part of the game, and they're kind of all happening sort of in a bunch right now. But I have full faith in the way that this team defends. We have a lot of really, really good defenders out there. These things are going to happen. You're going to have bad stretches where, you know, you're making a few too many errors and a few too many games in a row. And I still have full confidence in this team defensively and their ability to do what they do.
Now, looking on the offensive side of things, a couple of guys that have stuck out this week. Yasmeel Bousset has had a terrific week swinging the bat. We've seen his offense really come to life. He's getting on base a lot, drawing his walks, hit a homer on the other night. How have you seen him come along from the start of the year until what he's done here through 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah, he's starting to discover himself a little bit at the plate, sort of coming into his own. It's good to see him sort of settle down. We see that a lot with a lot of our young players that are getting sort of these exposure to these full season affiliate games for the first time. A lot of times they do come to a slow start, and then, you know, you see guys get hot, and then he's right now in that stretch where he's hot right now. We're going to try and, hope that he can extend that as long as possible and extend that through the end of the season. And hopefully if he's doing that, then that means he doesn't end the season with us and he gets promotion at some point. But it's been really exciting to see him come into his own, see him get some confidence out there, and not even just at the plate, behind the plate too. Like, he's making a lot of steps in the right direction. I'm really excited to continue to watch him grow as the season progresses.
Now, two players who are back from last season, Kevin Guerrero, the first one, he's maybe been your most consistent hitter through the first couple weeks of the season. Was just about an everyday player a season ago, but now taking on a lot of different roles as an outfielder. He's played first base, and he's swinging the bat as well as he ever has. How have you seen KG grow this season?
Yeah, he's coming into his own. Again, he didn't start the year with us last year, even though he spent a good chunk of the year with us. I think getting an opening day with the full season team was a good step for him. He's a little bit more comfortable because he had more time than some of the other young players had last year. And I think that's helping him sort of, again, settle into his own, sort of show off the kind of player that he can be. And it'd be exciting to see him continue this progress. He's obviously swinging a hot bat right now, and I think he's a great player, and I think he's got a chance to just continue doing what he's doing.
And then finally, Brylan Tavera is the other one. Maybe the numbers aren't completely eye-popping yet, but you've seen a lot of good things from Tavera here in the early season. He had a bit of a down year a season ago, dealt with an injury early in the year, but he's already hit more home runs than he did last year, and it seems like a confidence is starting to grow with him. And maybe the prospect, Brylan Tavera, is coming back to life here. What have you seen from him this season that has impressed you?
Yeah, he's working really hard in the cages. He's working really hard in defensive work. He's planning every day. He's planning for each at bat. He's very intentful with all of the work that he's putting into the game. And you're seeing some of the fruits of that that show up early in the season. Like, he looks really, really good in the box right now. Looks really good in the outfield. Like, he's doing things the way that, you know, Braylon Tavera can do things, and he's showing why he, you know, was and is a highly touted prospect within this organization.
Woody, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Mitch.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with Starting Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.